Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, there are so many asks come budget time, and thousands of children being cared for by relatives and family members outside of the formal care system. We're going to discuss that now. Kinship care is when a child lives full-time with a relative or a family friend because they're not able to live with their parents. And the organisation supporting people who are kinship carers wanted to be formally recognised by government. Joining me on the line now is Laura Dunleavy, who's Kinship Care Ireland Coordinator, and Anne, who's a kinship carer. You're both very welcome to the programme. Laura, I might come to you first of all. For those who mightn't be familiar with what kinship care is, you might give us a brief explainer.
Yeah, and thanks for having us. Kinship care is the full-time care of a child by a relative or a close family friend when a parent can't. And the circumstances that lead to kinship care are often rooted in trauma or tragedy, such as the death of a parent or significant substance misuse, mental health illness, physical illness, imprisonment, parental abandonment, abuse, and at times parent capacity may be due to a lack of earlier intervention and support. Due to the nature of these reasons, kinship care often arises in response to a crisis, meaning for kinship carers, there's no preparation time, there's no foreplanning. And at the moment in Ireland, we don't have a supportive pathway for kinship carers when they step up and into this vital role. So we were delighted to be in the Oireachtas today, shining a spotlight on kinship families throughout Ireland and advocating for that much necessary support.
So it basically happens at a very vulnerable time in a child's life and can save the child really from insecurity and instability in a key part of their lives. But there's formal and informal kinship care, isn't there? What's the difference there?
Yeah, and that's it. Kinship care can ensure a child maintains that family connection to their culture and often stay within their school and social circle. Formal kinship care, or often called relative foster care, that's when a family goes through a foster care assessment. They're involved with TUFLA, and from that foster care assessment, there's that streamlined access to the foster carer's payment, a payment of €325 per week per child, and that increases when a child turns the age of 12. There's also a pathway to other wraparound supports and access to therapies and trauma-informed supports and SUSI grants and different things like that. The informal kinship carers then are for families that don't go through that assessment process. There may be TUFLA involvement, there may not, but I suppose we support all kinship families, and our focus is on the informal kinship families because there is no support pathway and they're not supported at present. Internationally, formal kinship care and informal kinship care are identified as alternative care, and both are formally recognised within social welfare and social support systems. However, in Ireland, informal kinship care isn't recognised or framed within any legislation.
You want government to give that formal recognition and the supports to go along with it. I might bring in Anne for a second here, if I may. Anne, you're very welcome to the programme. How are you?
Thanks very much.
You're a kinship carer, are you? For who exactly?
Yeah. To my granddaughter.
Okay.
She's living with us in total about 5 years, but we've had her on our own for the last just over 2 years. And I applied for guardianship through the court, and I got it because I had to make, you know, parental decisions on her behalf and bring her to doctor's appointments and things like that. So I needed to have, you know, the guardianship in place so as I could say, yes, I am her legal guardian.
Okay.
And so
does that mean it's formal now that you're her formal kinship carer?
No, it's not formal because it hasn't gone through TUSLA. I have parental responsibility for her, whereas if it had gone through TUSLA and the care system, the state would have parental responsibility.
I understand, and I would
have access to payments, support systems and that. But as a kinship carer, you're invisible, essentially. I mean, I didn't even know I was a kinship carer till I found Kinship Care Ireland.
No way.
And realised, you know, that what I'm doing is a kind of an unofficial fostering role, really. Mm.
And are you not getting any assistance in from the state for looking after your granddaughter?
Initially, no. I mean, initially the child came to me. She was, you know, she had anxiety, she had trauma and everything, and I just didn't know where to go. And I started with the GP because obviously I had to bring her to get help with that. And then the school as well, they were very helpful. But it was when I found Kinship Care Ireland that I realised I was a kinship carer, and that, you know, there were other people out there. And, you know, there was very little available, but at least what was available was outlined and I was able to kind of pursue it. The guardianship payment is essentially what they did was the orphan's payment was there in the case of, you know, where a child is an orphan and somebody in the family takes over care of the child. But what they did was they just replaced the word orphan with guardian and said, you know, but they, yeah. they want the child to be totally abandoned by the parents, which in most cases is not the case. The child still has contact with the parents. It's just that the grandparent, the aunt or relative has taken over the day-to-day responsibility.
Yeah. And I don't know if you feel kind of taken for granted, Anne, because that you feel maybe the state thinks that, well, it's a relation anyway, they'll do the work.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say taken for granted because, I mean, you're going to do it anyway, that, you know, that the child is your granddaughter, your niece or whatever, and you do it out of love. Of course you do. But what worries me is the people that are out there that wouldn't have access to the internet. I was able to go online and find out all these things. But there's an awful lot of particularly grandparents out there. It's mainly grandparents that look after them who wouldn't have the wherewithal to find out what's available. And to go through, I mean, it's absolutely grueling to try and get the guardian's payment. I had guardianship. I had letters from the GP, the school, the resource centre, Tusla. And sent them in, and I was still, they were still coming back looking for letters from the parents, GPs and psychiatrists and everything, to say that they were incapable of looking after the child. Now, I can't get that information due to GDPR, as they were well aware, but still they came back. Now, I was able to fight my corner, and I got it in the end. But, you know, to deprive a child of access to their parent is really something that needs to be addressed fairly quickly.
And it's urgent, and I can imagine all the difficulties it causes you. Can I go back finally to Laura, if I may? There will be people, I'm sure, Laura, listening to Anne there saying, I'm in the same position here and I'm not getting any support. And I know you're building a campaign. If anybody wants to get in contact with you, how do they?
You can contact us on 087-148-7124 or by info@kinshipcare.ie, and you can find more information at kinshipcare.ie as well. And I suppose in February 23, the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child recommended policy development in Ireland specific to kinship care, and we are engaging with the Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth in relation to that policy development. But we need that support for families, and they needed it yesterday. There's an estimated 10,000 children in Ireland in kinship care. And for context in what Anne was saying there, last year, just 2,000 children received a guardian's payment. That's a gap of an estimated 8,000 families who are not in receipt of any financial support to fulfil the role. I spoke with a kinship carer recently who discussed she wasn't afforded the dignity to make funeral repayments for her son, because all of her pension was spent on putting food on the table and meeting the basic needs of his children who were left in her care. She hadn't gotten a chance to even consider her grief. So these families are fulfilling a really vital role. A family-first approach is what we want, and to support that to be fulfilled. But these families require a support pathway to fulfil this role that they've been entrusted with.
Okay. Well, Laura Dunleavy, Kinship Care Ireland Coordinator, thank you very much indeed. And Anne, thank you as well.